Yona Aleph Pasuk Dalet, our hero, has decided not to fulfill his tafkid, to give his nevuah, which was to tell the people of Nineveh, the great huge city, that they need to do tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it out for them because of their wickedness. And instead, he leaves. He runs away. Apparently, the Malbim suggests that maybe he saw himself only as violating an asay. His asay was to go and give Musar, and he didn't do that, so he didn't see that he was violating a los asay in any way. But the problem is, he's suppressing prophecy, which is not a good thing to do. V'Hashem, heitil ruach gedola el hayom. Hashem cast a mighty wind towards the sea, into the sea. Yonah has gotten onto a ship that made a reverse course and started over from the station again with him on it. He saw that as approval from the divine for what he was doing. Instead, it was a test, and he flunked it. And so Hashem now sends a wind out at this ship, bobbing upon the waves. Vayihi sa'ar gadol bayam. And there was a mighty tempest, a mighty storm at sea, one day's journey from shore. And not only that, but the tempest arises on both the right and the left, so there's no escape from it. But all around them, the sailors noticed, says Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the sea was calm. All the other boats are passing by without difficulty. They're being passed by a little old lady in a canoe and a guy on a jet ski, and their ship is in trouble. So everybody on the boat knows, V'ha'aniya chishva lihi shaver. The ship was threatened to be smashed into pieces. V'yira'u ha'malochim, says Pasuk Hei. And the sailors became very, very frightened. Maloch with a ches means sailors, the men who steered the ship, the men who held the oars, depending on how you look at it. The mariners became very, very frightened. Very, very nervous when they see that all the other ships are doing just fine and we've got a storm cloud over our ship. By Yizaku ish el Elohav. And each man cried out to his God. Rashi says they were from all Shivim Amimin. All 70 nations were represented on that boat. And they're all crying out, and everyone has his getchka in his hand. And they say, let's all cry out, each one to his God. Whichever God answers and saves us, that's the real God. His God is God, as Pharaoh says in the Ten Commandments, a movie that you should not see. Absolutely wrong. A great movie, though. Vayotilu es hakilim asher ba'oniya el hayam. They took all of the vessels, all of the cargo that was in the ship, and they threw it out into the sea. Thinking, if we throw out all of the cargo, then lahakel me'alehem, they'll lighten the load of the boat, and it'll bob a little better on the waves. The Yonah yorad al yarkesei asafina. But Yonah went down into the hold of the ship, into the cargo hold, into the depths. And Ma'arikra says, and he went to sleep. He knew that he had sinned against Hashem. He knew Hashem wasn't going to answer his prayer. So why bother praying? So he went down into the ship, deep into the ship's hull. The Malbim says he went down there because he saw the movie Titanic. And in the movie Titanic, it's the lower decks that get flooded first when you hit the iceberg and there's a hole in the side of the boat. And he figures he'll be drowned first and then the storm will be over because he's dead. So that is a rather fatalistic way of looking at things. To daven to Hashem, he's not going to do. To actually act, he's not going to do. He wanted to drown. So he's feeling, at least according to some of these mefarshim, a bit suicidal. He was ashamed, Abar Benel says, to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He figures, I'm going to go to sleep, I'm never going to wake up again. Well, that's one way to deal with the problem. And so down into the hold he goes, to the depths of the boat, by Yishkav, and he lay down, by Yerodam, and he fell fast asleep. Pretty good. So he's sawing logs down there below. Rabbeinu Bachya actually suggests he thought everything I did was justified, so Hashem's going to help me no matter what, so I might as well go to sleep. I have nothing to do with this anyway. So either it's a negative against Yonah or it's a positive, but either way, he's completely deluded. Vayikra ve'lov Rav HaChovel, the captain of the ship, came over to him. The captain of the sailors, Chovel from Chevel, from ropes, because the sails were always and have always been full of ropes that you use to raise and lower the sails. What are you doing? What is the matter with you, sleepy guy? Near dumb, sleeper. What are you doing? Now is not the time to take a cat nap, okay? We've got problems here. Kum kira el Elohecha. Get up and cry out to your God. We have 69 nations who have been represented in the crying out. We don't hear any Hebrew. Maybe you should say something. Maybe God will think about us and we will not be lost. We will not perish. It's a 3-hour tour and the minnow's crew was lost. And so we're out there in the middle of the water. Call out to God. Maybe we won't die. Maybe God will have mercy on us. Maybe your God is God. Zion, Bayomru Ishel Reyehu. And so each man said to the next one, L'chu v'napilu goralos. So Yonah is mute. He's sealed his lips. He's refusing to pray. We don't know whether Yonah prayed or not. Mahari Cross says, V'yonah yorat, he did not pray because he knew it was futile to pray. So everybody else, meanwhile, is davening to the Getchke, and nothing is happening. So every guy on board, all of the sailors, said to each other, L'chu v'napilu goralos. Let's cast some lots. Let's roll the dice and try to find out whose fault this is. Literally, we will know because of whom this evil has befallen us. Let's check. And so they cast lots. And the lot that came up a winner, which means a loser, is Yonah. And now they know whose fault it is. Ches vayomru elav. So he said to him, would you please tell us right now, because of whom has this terrible evil befallen us? Is it something you did to somebody? Is it something somebody did to you? Who is it? So the question is it you? Is it somebody else? What can we do? What's your jab? What do you do for a living? Where do you come from? Stand-up comedy. They're doing crowd work. They're asking the guy at the front table. Ma artzecha. What is your land? Ve'emi ze am ata. And from what nation, from what people are you? So what is your work? Do you have a job that involves cheating and stealing from people? Maybe you cheated a lot of people and you don't know who it is. Because of whom? So actually, if we go back in order, because of whom? Who did you sin against that this happened? Monetary injustice. Maybe you can return it. What is your job? Maybe you can't return it. You don't know. You cheated so many people. Where do you come from? Maybe you come from a distant place. It's too far to pay him back. What is your land? Maybe you violated the customs of your land. Maybe you violated the ways of your country. What people are you from? Did you violate anything regarding your God? So they're finding all the reasons. They're trying to interrogate him so they can find out, what did you do? His answer will be shocking.